We're here at AirVenture 2018. I am Amy Labota, the host of Attitude Adjustment here at EAA Radio. It is an exciting EAA day. It's so much activity here on the field. And I love our location because we really are kind of right in the middle of the field. On one end, you find a lot of vintage and antiques and the South 40. And on the other end, there's the North 40. And between the North 40 and here is where you see the lineup of all the new and upcoming home-built aircraft and kits coming out. Today, I have with me Richard Hogan. He is the president and founder of CommuterCraft.com. You guys are from the southeastern United States, the kinder, gentler part of the world, and you've been working on the CommuterCraft for years. I've been watching it every year you come. Tell me, Richard, how's the progress this year, 2018?
Well, this is a very exciting year for us. We actually are bringing our production compliant aircraft, the one that all the kits will be built out of the molds. And so it's an exciting time for us to be able to share it. When we were here before, we were working with our initial proof of concept aircraft, and that's what we had. But for people to be able to see how we've changed the aircraft to better serve them, I think is exciting for us.
That is terrific. So let's go back to the beginning and let's talk a little bit about how this has evolved, because the concept aircraft, I remember sitting in it and yes, making little airplane sounds. It was built for American-sized bodies, which a lot of these kit-built aircraft are a little tight.
They can be, and that was kind of a problem that that I experienced personally as I was first experiencing the kit-built arena. And so my first focus was to build a nice, wide, comfortable cabin. Of course, our primary attempt with this aircraft was to really build some new safety features in, and that was a lot of what our focus was. But once we built it, and we built it wide, and we used that to our advantage aerodynamically, we found that it was a very attractive feature for most people. They want to be more comfortable. Even if they aren't larger people like me, they still enjoy having the extra room.
Hey, everybody likes their shoulder space. I mean,
I had a very good friend that I used to go to the shows with, and we said we were very good friends, but I didn't like to sit in his lap, and that was part of the issue, is that with him and I in the airplane, we couldn't close the cowl on some of them, and we were, somebody had to put their arm on the back of the other chair to sit side by side, and that was part of what led us to this design.
Let's talk about the evolution in the safety features. Where were you going to, and did you get there?
We feel like we did. One of the things that, in retrospect, looking back, this was designed by Objective, and the safety issues were a big part of that. I wanted to have an airplane that was still exciting and would attract new people, but I wanted to try to build some safety features that we felt like were important. The stall spin resistance was very high on my priority list, but one of the problems with that from my traditional experience was that canards tended to have to land a little faster than other aircraft. By you going to the third surface, we were able to slow that down and get both the low speed handling characteristics and the stall spin resistance that we wanted.
That's brilliant, but it took time, didn't it?
It took time, yes. And sometimes, even when you had done all of your homework and you were ready to test it, there's nothing like the first time that you actually pull the stick back and say, okay, is this really going to work the way we thought it would? And so it was very rewarding to go through that experience.
I think investors and the early people who show deep interest don't always understand that just because the computer says it's going to work.
I think all of us, even the engineers, sometimes have a little concern, is this going to really work in reality the way that we see it on the computer, on all of our math.
Yeah, it's amazing. Real is different.
Yes.
Real is not a flight sim. And I'm sure you even worked with a program maybe as simple as X-Plane to try and figure out what the handling characteristics would be.
That is correct. And, I'm not a young guy, and a lot of people said, well, did you use computers? And of course, you know, these are wonderful tools and you use them. And I also tell them I do have a slide rule, but I promise I didn't use the slide rule when I was designing the airplane.
That's brilliant. Now let's talk a little bit about the materials, because materials are very important. And EAA members have really studied material science, particularly the ones that have gone on to create aircraft.
That was a big part of what we, where we put our focus in the initial design efforts, because one of the things that I occasionally say is that in a sense we were trying to get something for nothing. Virtually any aircraft that flies is a pretty successful design project, because you have to do a good job of design to make it light enough, strong enough to actually fulfill its mission. But we wanted more, and we wanted to have that extra safety, which meant we had to have slower landing speeds. We also wanted to be able to carry a more useful load, and to do that, we had to take weight out of the airplane. And we chose to do that primarily through material. It is a composite aircraft, and it's mostly carbon fiber. Meant a lot of additional work on the front end, but we think it's paying off. We have a very light aircraft and an extremely strong aircraft as well.
Did you have to wait for carbon fiber to be affordable enough to do this?
Well, when we started down this path, one of the things that we did was a cost study of the materials. And one of the things that we found was, is in the overall picture, by the time that you've really built an airplane, the actual airframe structure itself and the materials in it are not what is the driving cost. It is an additional cost, but it was well worth it for what we ultimately wound up with. By saving the additional weight, we also actually took less of the material. So you can't just say a pound of aluminum weighs this, a pound of carbon fiber weighs this. You've got to look at how it's applied. And by designing the aircraft around carbon fiber, we were able to maximize its effectiveness.
Let's talk about the changes from being a startup to now you're moving to a production phase. That's a whole nother ball of wax, isn't it?
It was a big step. I mean, we knew that because some of my experience in previous industries, we brought things to production. But this was a very big step. We thought we were virtually there when we had the prototype flying and we'd proved everything that we wanted to be sure it could do. And we made a few changes we think were very worthwhile for the end market. But to actually create production tooling, you tend to think, okay, well, we've got X number of molds to build, but you've also got trim fixtures, you've got jigging fixtures, you've got assembly fixtures. So a great deal of tooling that has to be done to do that right. And, you know, at some point you just say, okay, we're in for a penny, in for a pound, and decide to do what you need to do to make it happen.
I understand that, but it does take time.
Yes, absolutely.
How long have you been in this phase?
I'd say we started in earnest to get into production. We made our primary design changes in early 2016, and it's taken us till now to really be making our first what we call alpha ships, which means that all of the critical structural parts are all have primary tooling, and some of the support materials are still handmade and will be for the next few months. So through our first alpha building phase, first five aircraft, we will make sure that everything is working the way that we want it to as far as the production sequencing and also what parts, how they made up. Once we've validated that, we'll make hard tooling for some of the internal parts.
We are here at EAA Radio. Attitude Adjustment is the name of the show. And we're speaking with CommuterCraft.com president and founder Richard Hogan. They have reached the production prototype phase. They've got the production prototype, which flew in. Is that correct?
No, we actually
now
did
you
not
hauled
fly.
It over.
That's correct.
All right.
Yes,
that's all right. Right. So you hauled it up, but it does fly. We
that's
know
right.
that. And you're really ready to start making kits. Are these 51% rule compliant kits?
Yes, Amy. One of the things that's a little unique about our program is that we want the customers to come build the aircraft in our facility, in our tooling. And that way they have our full support during that process. Drastically reduces the amount of time that they take to build their aircraft, and it will be a 51% compliant exercise.
Is it hard to get people to come to the plant to build? Has that changed over time?
Well, we were a little apprehensive about that and how that was going to work. But what has happened is that of the customers that we've signed up, many of those customers have already come to visit us two or three times, even though we weren't building an airplane. And it's always kind of interesting to walk out in the back and see one of them out there working with one of our factory guys to help build a new mold or a new fixture. And I think they're almost as excited as we are.
Wow, that's really nice. This has been like a decade or more in progress, hasn't it?
Well, dreams take a long time to come to fruition. And at some point, you do what I did, and that's take an early retirement and focus on your baby. And it took that. That was what it was going to take.
Absolutely. Where are you located here at EAA Air Venture 2018 on the field, where people could come look at the production prototype commute craft?
We are located in space number 624 and 625 on the north lot, just before you get to the Warbirds. We're over there with some beautiful other aircrafts.
Oh, that's very exciting. I'm sure you've got all kinds of interesting things that people can pick up and they can take a look at it and they can talk to you, I'd assume, as well.
Absolutely. We love to have people come see us.
Well, Richard Hogan, thank you very much for taking the time to stop by EAA Radio and tell us about the commute craft. I hope you have a fantastic couple of days here at Air Venture 2018.
Thank you very much, Amy.